in materialism, because everything is quantifiable, so there is at least there can be clarity of what we want and how much we want. Sometimes we may reject materialism and then we may end up seeking some delusion of the mind. How do we know what we are pursuing is real? Yeah, good question. So Einstein, I think it's Einstein who said that all that counts is not countable, and all that is countable doesn't count. So all that counts, all that matters, is not necessarily countable, you know, and all that is countable doesn't necessarily count. So yes, measurability is an important parameter in evaluating what to do and how much to do in life, but that is not the only parameter. Now, when we are with our loved ones, when we are doing something meaningful in our life, the satisfaction that comes from it, that cannot be really quantified. The whole of medical science is based on helping people to be freed from pain. But there is no medical instrument that can measure pain. There is no painometer. You know, if I have a fracture, the doctor can say, bone is this much misaligned, must be a lot of pain. But you cannot actually quantify pain on a scale. And yet pain is real for us. So that means that there is much to life that is not measurable. And just because things are not measurable, we don't say that it's all subjective and it's all illusory. We want to avoid pain. So if I'm having some, if I'm sitting and I have, say, some boil or something on my body, so I always try to shift and try to find out a position where there's minimum friction and minimum pain. So we all, although pain is not quantifiable in terms of measurable, it is still real. And we try to adjust things in such a way that pain can be minimized and pleasure can be increased. So just because something is not measurable, that does not mean that it is delusional. Now, when we come to spirituality, in spirituality there is philosophy and there is religion. So just as in science, there is theory and there is experiment. The theory offers propositions. Okay, this is like this, this is like this. The experiment offer means for verifying or disproving theory. Similarly, philosophy offers us propositions about the nature of reality. For example, philosophy tells us you are not the body or the soul. And religion tells us, that gives us the practices by which we can realize the philosophy. So religion is not just meant to be a set of rituals that are done because it's a part of my culture. Some people may do it like that. But religion is meant to give us practices by which we can realize what is taught in the philosophy. So for example, philosophy tells us at our core we are spiritual. Then the religion, chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping Krishna, they are practices which spiritualize our consciousness and enable us to experience non-material happiness. When we experience that, then we realize, oh, yeah, this is for real. So, pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartmavyam. 9.2 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, pratyaksha avagamam, that which is confirmed by within, through experience, that is the path of bhakti, that is the path of yoga, bhakti yoga, which the Bhagavad Gita teaches. So, what will happen to us if we start practicing spirituality is two things. We should study the philosophy. If we just, something we start practicing without evaluating with our intelligence, then we may chase after some delusion. But if we study the philosophy objectively, intelligently, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Vimrishaita dasheshena yathechachitta kuru. In 18.63 says, deliberate deeply and then decide what you want to do. So Krishna is actually appealing to Arjuna's intelligence. Krishna is not just demanding blind following. See, so we should use the philosophy, intelligence, to evaluate the philosophy. Do things make sense? It's not that all questions will be answered immediately, but that doesn't happen in any field of life. If I study quantum physics, I had to study for so many years before I can start making sense of its concepts. But at least basic questions, we will get reasonable answers. The philosophy starts making sense, then okay, this is a theory which could be true. I don't know whether it is true or not, but at least it makes sense. And then when the religion is there, we practice that and we experience higher happiness. Through that higher happiness, we are able to give up lower drives. You know that our own self-sabotaging programs that are there within us, we are increasingly able to get rid of them. Bhakti para preshanubhava virakti anyatracha. Bhakti is a process which gives us para ish anubhava, experience of God. And the result of that experience of God is viraktir anyatra cha. We become detached from other things. And that means we become detached from self-defeating conceptions of happiness. So when we see this happening, if we start feeling more peaceful, more joyful, and we start feeling lesser pulled by unhealthy drives, then this is what I'm experiencing is real. This is the confirmatory test for that. So we can avoid chasing any delusions of the mind by studying the philosophy using our intelligence and practicing the religion in a way that helps us to verify the philosophy. And then not only will we come experience, will be pursuing reality, but actually we'll pursuing the supreme reality. Does that answer your question?